This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Man Talk, brought to you by TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, where they're devoted to breaking down the walls of race and denomination and challenging men to take their God-assigned role. Here's our hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr., a black guy and a white guy.
Welcome back to Man Talk Radio. This is Roy Jones, and I'm the white guy.
And I'm Will Hardy, the black guy. And Roy, you know, last week we were talking to Rick McGee and Randy Wilson with FRC and Kid Zone. And so we want to pick that back up this week in reference to, you know, some of the things they're doing and hear some of the stories that have come out of the kids' outdoor zone and some of the things that FRC is doing for men.
That's great, Will. Thank you. And with that, we'll just get right into it with Rick. So, Rick, we talked about maybe a couple of examples and testimonials from what you've seen with the children or the young men in the ministry that you folks have been working with. So maybe you could share a couple stories with us.
And,
sure.
And men, if you're listening to this, this will be phenomenal. I mean, we had a sample at dinner, but you're about to hear just an absolutely amazing story. So sit Amen. Back, relax, and give ear.
Thank you, Will. Kids Outdoor Zone, as we said last week, is an outdoor ministry for your local church. So a group of men would train. We provide the training for them, and they start meeting with these boys one Saturday morning a month, and we provide a devotional to start the morning, and we help the men with what they could do for an outdoor adventure. So they'll take them shooting or fishing or hunting or hiking or camping, survival, just the list goes on. We provide those resources so you don't have to make it up as you go. Mm. And so the boys are having this activity. They have a strong biblical truth that morning from the Word. Boys' attention spans are short, so we do keep it, you know, 10 or 15 minutes. We really work hard at making the adventure that we suggest craft into that Bible story. So an example would be Jesus is cooking the fish for the disciples after he's resurrected, right? And so mm-hmm. you can give that mm-hmm. devotional that morning before you fish. And then you cook fish that afternoon that you caught and revisit that story.
Mm, wow.
And so you can teach 100 Sunday school lessons on that scripture, but a boy learns experientially.
Right.
And so does a man. So we had our first KOZ in 2013, and we did, it was Birds of the Field. It was September, dove season. And so we had we had a game warden come, and we went to a dove field, and he showed us what the birds like and what you're not supposed to do. And the game warden, that was the first time some of them to meet a game warden and to experience a law enforcement officer in a neutral, positive way.
Right.
Right. And so that was good. We had them shoot skeet. We had shotguns. Had a gunsmith come by and show them the different mechanisms of a shotgun. Boys just don't know what they don't know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we have an epidemic of not teaching boys.
Mm-hmm. So do the big men.
Right. Oh, over and over, our adult leaders are learning from the different things that they put on because they just don't know.
Mm.
Well, one of the boys, at the end of every KOZ, we get them to fill out a 5x7 index card, and we just want them to tell us one thing they learned that day and one thing or two that they want us to pray for them about. Well, one of our boys, we started, when all the boys had left, it wraps up. It starts about 8 in the morning. It wraps up about 1. We feed them a hot dog or something, you know, and then have these sit spot times where they write on their cards, and they head home. Well, all the adult men sit around and take each one of those cards, and we read those cards and pray over them. And we're, you know, some of those cards are silly things like, you know, pray for my dog's not feeling good, you know, cat,
right,
whatever. Well, we get to one sit spot card, and it says, I finally feel like I'm not alone.
Mm. Wow.
And all these boys were church boys. All these boys were in Sunday school the next morning.
Wow.
Mm.
And we just, this kind of thing starts happening. We had a church in San Antonio. I'm sorry, that's wrong. And just north of Austin. And they have a real inreach into the foster community. And there's a lot of Hispanic folks there. And this little Hispanic boy in foster care. The leader was named Tommy Thompson. Tommy's flipping pancakes for the boys as a camp out. They had done a camp out Friday night. And he's flipping pancakes and putting pancakes on boys' plates. And this little boy, 8-year-old, looked up at Tommy and said, "Mr. Tommy, nobody loves me like you do."
Mm. Oh, wow.
He's just a man.
Wow.
He's with this boy one Saturday morning a month.
Wow.
But he had been in about 3 or 4 foster homes over the course of his little 8-year-old.
Mm.
And so when you give a boy, it's so simple. Matter of fact, it struck me when we first started. It's just simple, but it's profound.
Mm-hmm.
We had a boy give write a card in our church up in Lynchburg, Virginia. Said, grandfather's sick, my father's dead, and my mom is in jail. Pray for me, I'm losing hope.
Oh.
Mm. And he had no other place for that to go.
Oh, my goodness.
And he got it out, though.
Mm.
And we started seeing him turn.
Mm.
And, of course, some of our men knew learned what he was going through. So they just started loving on him over the weeks ahead, and they started seeing him. Even some of our ladies that go to church with him said, "Man, John's he's really changing him."
Because
men were investing in him intentionally and caring for him. The stories, they really are, and it's just a Saturday morning. You're just taking them fishing, you know what I mean? But the boys just need time with a man. And we have such a deprivation in our culture. And what we're finding is the boys video gaming, pornography. We live in a substitute world.
Yes.
Everything we have is sheetrock and glass and asphalt. Mm-hmm. And when you get a boy in the dirt and he's actually able this happened in Lynchburg at another church 2 Februarys ago. So it had been 2 years ago this next month. It was their first KOZ, and a guy's brought rod and reels. The subject was maintenance. Show the boys how to work on something. Show them how to change the oil or change a tire or restring your rod and reels or clean a gun, sharpen a knife. Well, this church, Calvary Chapel, Lynchburg, they brought knives for the boys to learn to sharpen, and one guy brought his rod and reels to restring and enough fishing line to restring all his rod and reels. I was a little bit jealous.
He was a smart man.
Right? So they restrung about 9 or 10 rod and reels. They taught the boys how to sharpen knives. Well, then the boys took those knives and whittled their hot dog sticks because they cooked hot dogs on an open fire for lunch. So a great day, right? 3 of the boys getting in their car told their mom, separate cars, separate boys, separate families, but the leader was taking them to the car, different leaders. This was the best day of my life.
Wow.
Was the quote of the boy.
Wow. Listeners, if you're hearing this and your heart is not melting, then you need a self-evaluation, because this is real life experiences. These are little boys' lives being changed by someone who has that open mind and open heart and desire, led by the Holy Spirit, to just get involved with these guys. You know, all of what we say when we talk about things, we can verbalize it until, you know, we're all blue in the face. But if lives are not being changed, if a person is not saying, "This did this for my life, and now I'm carrying it forward so that I could help someone else who may be more underprivileged than I am. I'm giving them a chance just like someone gave me a chance."
Well, you know, I want to build on that real quick, Will. You said someone, but I think it needs to be a man in this particular case. I think that's part of the problem, which goes back to the start of the show, is we're trying to engage men because the women are stepping in. So if I can just see a family starting this program or getting a child engaged, and well, guess who ends up doing it? The mother, if we've got men that are on the sidelines that aren't helping make this happen. So it's important, men, that you realize that God created you first. So therefore, you're responsible and accountable for everything past that. That means all of creation. We had domain over that. You're responsible for the leadership of your wife, for your children, for loving on them. And that's the second grace command, is to love your neighbor as yourself. And that means love everybody. And that means love the children, love your neighbors, love your coworkers, everything. But if you're not exemplifying and taking these young people, then we're going to have a generational break and a gap, which we're already seeing. as we talked about earlier, a major gap in manhood. And I don't know what it's going to be called once we figure out that men aren't being men anymore. You know, because it's coming at the rate we're going. We already see it softened up, as we were talking earlier offline. The military is seeing the weakest men that they've ever seen in the history of the armed services. And that's a result of sitting on the couch, playing with the iPad, playing games, doing things they shouldn't be doing. They're not out enjoying what God created us to be doing, and that is being outside. And that's the whole thing with John Eldridge, right? It's the wild at heart. That's what men are geared to do, is to be outside, jump out of the tree, you know, do all those kind of rough man kind of things. But then the tender piece is when they see another man loving them. And to, that for that to be the very best day of their life, yep, that speaks volumes.
Real quick, this is a, we have the title Kids Outdoor Zone, but this is a masculine transfer, biblical masculine transfer. We are specific to only men mentoring only boys.
Yep.
There, it is a boys ministry, men mentoring boys ministry. So just know that as you ponder if it's something you want to do.
Great, Rick.
Yeah, go to our website, kidsoutdoorzone.com. Yeah.
I felt like it was, but when when we talk about, if you're listening, we have a lot of lady listeners. We want to be very clear about this particular piece, that we're charging men to start getting in motion. We're charging men. And so with that, why don't we transition back to Randy to chat just a little bit more about what's going on with the Stand Courageous event. And I think, Randy, it's maybe some of these statistics we've talked about related to the gaps that we're seeing between the purity and the thing that Rick was talking about earlier. Let's just talk about it, you know, the whole impotence piece that we're starting to see in the younger generation. Why is it so important for men to make a difference and to get back in the game again?
Well, you know, I think the impact that men have, particularly fathers have, and you see this throughout Scripture, is the man is the one that confers identity. And you see this in research, in both on the girl and the boy side. There's a book that came out by a physician called Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters. And the premise of that is, when a father is engaged orderly, as he should be with his children, and pays attention to and speaks to the beauty needs and encouragement and identity needs of his daughter, she becomes stronger and is launched out of the home, confident, ready to take on the world, not to be consumed by the world. That all has to do with relationship and the conferring of identity, and so much so with the boys. You see that in the patriarchal blessing. You know, the Lord bless you and keep the Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you, and turn his face towards you and give you peace. And so when fathers have turned their attention to the children, even in an unspoken way, there is identity passed from one to another. I'm important. I am significant. I am valued because of the attention I am getting.
That's great, Randy. And we'll get ready to move into a break just one moment here. But the validation for all of us, even as adults, in our workplace, the fact that, hey, that's a good job, that means something. Person coming up alongside of you and said, thanks for being there for me. So we'll be right back with you here in just a few moments. This is Man Talk Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be on a short break. Join us back here in about a minute and a half.
TAWCMM would love to have you join their community of men for breakfast every first and third Friday of every month. They have Bible discussions and fellowship after the best breakfast in town. The meeting location is at their gracious host church, First Christian Church in Kernersville, 1130 North Main Street in Kernersville. They have a hard start at 7 o'clock and a hard stop at 8 o'clock. First-time visitors eat for free. Join your hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr., a black guy and a white guy. Affordable Chiropractic in High Point. As you might tell from their name, Affordable Chiropractic, even for the cash patient. Dr. Jeff Fricke has been caring for patients in High Point for 34 years. Physical therapy such as ultrasound and spinal decompression for disc conditions such as herniation. Comprehensive care for auto accident injury patients with no out-of-pocket expense. Remember, Affordable Chiropractic on West Lexington Avenue in High Point. Call 336-885-1987.
Welcome back to Man Talk Radio.
Hope it was.
And you know, we were, while we were on the break, Randy was giving us an example of exactly, you know, how men are fashioned, how men are made, the things that men should be doing. And, you know, earlier when I was saying someone, Roy, you know, it's man talk radio, not woman talk radio. And I understand, yeah. I understand your point, but I just want to make that clear.
Well, you're the one who's brought all the women to listening to the radio program lately.
Well, praise be unto God.
It takes
so,
two.
Exactly. So we want to pick back up on that one thought that Randy was sharing with us at the break, if you want to go ahead, Randy.
Well, as we were talking, men confer identity. And that is really a absolutely critical role in the health and well-being and the raising of our children. And one of the things that came to mind is I've got twin grandsons, about four now, but when they were just crawling and beginning to walk, I was able to spend about 6 months because their father was deployed. He's one of the special forces guy. And what I noticed is they loved it to be chased. There was a thrill there. There was a risk in them that they loved to experience. And then to hide as they're still running, and then they wander around, and where'd Papa go? And to jump out of a closet and just scare them to death.
Yeah.
And so they kept coming back. Chase us, Papa. Chase us.
Mm.
And anytime there's that opportunity to expose or to call out the risk in them, they thrive in that because it's creating us men to run into the shower of bullets out of a machine gun nest. And you see stories through the World War II, through World War I and other battles that men are the ones that do that. I mean, talk about at the risk of their lives, they get up outnumbered with just one gun and they charge a machine gun nest.
Mm-hmm.
And you see that they end up winning that battle.
Mm-hmm.
They so discombobulate those that are behind the machine gun. Who is this guy? And it messes them up, and he's able to advance and take them out. We as men need to understand that and help our young boys into those positions where they can risk danger, risk getting hurt even. Mm-hmm. And I tell you what, in our young men today, in our young boys today, there's this level of fear that represents everything that the enemy is.
Mm-hmm.
Fear of man, fear of all the other things in life.
Right.
We need to take them into that fear and tell them.
Mm-hmm.
And really at the base of that, you know, if God be for us, who can be against us?
Mm-hmm.
Your name, your days are numbered by God the Creator. So no matter what happens, if God wants you to press through, make it through, you will. And he calls you to those battles, and he calls you to risk. And I tell you what, we need to provide those opportunities. And Rick, I see that as you do your work and you come alongside young boys that don't have a father, and maybe most of them walk in fear, you help them out of that and then stand up to be courageous men, which is why we called this Stand Courageous, this ministry to men out of the Family Research Council. Mm. And we work through these issues based on biblical masculinity and who we are created to be.
Amen. And you know, as you were talking about that, Randy, just reminded me of 9/11.
Oh man!
You have all this wave of people running from disaster, but the first responders running toward the disaster, and you know that picture in my mind, it's sort of like reminds me of what Jesus Christ do. Here we are in the rubble of society, where things are falling down all around us. And yet Christ is running toward us.
Yeah.
It's almost like that, the picture of salvation, if you will.
You know, and Will, I see that. And here it is. It's what Christ had. Christ knew his purpose from the very beginning. Mary is 12, and he stayed back with the Pharisees and Sadducees. And Joseph and Mary said, what's the matter? You were supposed to be with us. He says, I'm supposed to be about my father's business. He knew his purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And all through his life and into those last 3 years, knowing his purpose, he was able to press through, or he pressed through the suffering, the agony of going to the cross. Why? Because his purpose was to die for us, right, as children, to be that sacrificial right. lamb. He knew what the end would be. We've got to confer that to our young boys,
mm-hmm.
that God has a purpose for you, mm-hmm. and that's your value and your worth. And if we help them understand and nail that purpose, they can fight through anything.
Mm. You know, Randy, what that brings to mind is maybe that part of the issue is we as men often, we live this life in the value of the moment and not for the eternal purpose.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
If we have
short vision,
and if we live for a purpose that's greater than this life,
yes,
then the momentary losses are so small for the greater reward. And then when we live that way, we're showing our boys that, and we're showing our family that, and it becomes larger than us. It becomes larger than the momentary thrills of pornography mm-hmm. or gaming mm-hmm. or the distractions that are so easily hooked, or even our work.
Yeah.
Our work, oh, or yeah. our hobbies, our vacations.
Yeah. Time consumption.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No, that's great, Rick. That's a great lead-in. So I'm just perplexed and amazed just at how simple the solution is, but how complicated we make it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we're so about being busy, but it's not about kingdom work. It's not about eternal work. And, you know, you think about some of the other cultures, they can see 50 years down the road. They can see 30 years down the road. And they'll plan for strategies that take them 30, 50, 70 years out. And if we, as followers of Christ, would get that eternal vision and do everything that we do and all that you do in work or day, do it as though doing for the Lord Jesus Christ and focus on that eternal mission, think about how much better we would be as a country and as a body of believers and a body of Christian men.
Looking at things, people, circumstances, situation, looking at them through the eyes of Scripture.
Yep.
If we name the name of Jesus Christ, this is what we must do. Don't, if someone, I mean, I get this all the time, Roy. You know, you meet someone and they go to a specific local assembly and they'll say, "What are you?"
Yeah.
So see, so what they're what they're looking for is Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, AME, Zion, you know, or so on. And I'm saying, okay, so this is how you identify yourself. You identify yourself by a denomination. Mm. And what is the ministry all about?
Breaking down the walls of race and denomination.
And denomination.
Denomination, yeah.
So we shouldn't be wearing denomination.
No, we shouldn't. And that's why we got a street. Every corner of the street's got a different church on it under a different name. They all used to be together at some point in time, and now now they're split because mm-hmm. I didn't like the dress code, or I didn't like your belief on this piece, or I thought your hair was too long. So, which in my case, that's not a problem because I don't have any hair, but I mean, still, maybe because you don't have hair, you can't belong here. So, I don't know. So,
or music. I mean, yeah. It could be all kinds of things, you know.
Yeah. 1 minute. Well, yeah, 1 minute. Yes, sir.
Roy, Will, one of the things we did this past week at the Stand Creator, the Summit Men's Conference, is we finished with the Father's blessing. And that's another way to confer identity to others.
Amen.
And the importance of a blessing spoken from a father to a son, and that's God the Father
mm-hmm.
to his son, as he did in the Gospels, mm. but God the Father to us, and we take that role
mm-hmm.
and we speak that off, not just to our son, our children, which we should, but we can do that, Rick, to the other young boys who don't have a father. They mm-hmm. are desperate for that encouragement and that value and worth that's spoken to them.
Amen. I guess we better do, I think we lost track of time. Are we good on time? We got one more minute or so. 3 minutes, okay. 4 minutes. Okay, you just have to edit this part out, so we still got 4 minutes left, guys. So,
well, you know, I wanted to come back with Rick and see if you had any final thoughts in reference to some of the things we talked about or some of the things you want to convey in reference to Kid Outdoor Zone.
You know, I thought about our session from last week and mm-hmm. and even today. Really what it all comes back down to biblical community.
Mm-hmm.
And staying steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and breaking bread together, mm-hmm. all those things in Acts 2:42, and men being men.
Mm-hmm.
And it's our objective, our desire, that any man that wants to build community with a group of boys, they desperately need you. The mm-hmm. boys are literally dropping off a cliff of society.
Mm-hmm.
They are hurting, terribly hurting.
Mm.
And it's just so simple, but yet so profound. for you to spend one Saturday morning a month with those boys and give them a role model, even just in that sort of short period of time. Our mission is to help you do that, if that's what you're calling.
So that's 4 hours on a Saturday is typically what your profile is. So it's 4 hours out of...
Roughly, five, let me back up, it's five. It's 8 to 1, typically on a Saturday.
So it's a five-hour window out of 168 hours a week times 4 or 5, depending on which month we're in, right? So it's a minuscule amount of time. It's a fractional amount of time.
And transformational.
Then, yes, and look at what those 5 hours in that 1 month could do. It could be the next Billy Graham you're raising up. It could be the next president of the country. It could be the next pastor of your local church. Or more importantly, it could be the next father that you're building for the future, which is going to break this legacy we're in the middle of. So,
you know, how much time or how much value can you place on 4 to 5 hours of time
in a month
that you are going to have an eternal impact on someone's life?
It's invaluable.
It is.
I mean, there's no way to put a value on that.
It is.
Yeah.
You know, so if you're listening, engage yourself. Check out the websites of our guest here, Family Research Council, Kids Outdoor Zone. If you don't have anything like this set up in your local body or your local church, then check out the website, see what's available. If you want to start something like this, as Rick had said, you know, they do all of the training. Check it out. Give them a call. Schedule it. And you will be so glad you did.
Yes. With that, we'll close out with Randy. Randy, you've got about a minute. How about you taking us out with the thought maybe that God's put on your heart in the last half hour with us?
Well, it's again a call to men. Men, you have everything you need. God just asks you to stand up. And what he says in Scripture is, if you stand up, I will come for you. And I will do the work. Just tell me that you have need of me, and I will come, and I will fight that war that you're in the midst of. We work at StandCourageous.com to get this message out to men across the country. Follow us there, StandCourageous.com.
Amen. Well, we always say, if you'll take the step in the natural, and Randy just gave it to you scripturally, if you'll take the step in the natural, God's going to come along in the supernatural. And we've seen that with this event that we're working on now, with, how God's just come right alongside with our efforts. So, folks, we thank you for being with us. Rick, it's been a pleasure meeting you. Randy, it's been great to have you as well. We'll get you guys back on. This won't be the end of it now that you're in our mix. So come back and join us next week, folks. I'm Roy Jones.
And I'm Will Hardy.
As we wrap up today's show, be assured that TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, is building a community of men that are Christ followers with a desire to be servant leaders in their homes, communities, churches, and work environments. Check out our website for upcoming events and regularly scheduled meetings. Drop us a note for topics that you would like to have us visit in the future. Thank you for joining us on Man Talk today. Visit us at www.tawcmm.com. Men walking the talk.